What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
If you're new to the Positive Truth, it's Monday, so we're doing uplifting and positive news. But before we get to that, we have housekeeping things to get to. And no, they're not advertisements, because we don't have any advertisements.
No sponsors.
Tim, do you want to tell the world about the t-shirts, or do you want me to?
For sure, man. We're happy to announce that we have t-shirts. If you guys don't know, we have gray ones and black ones. It has our Positive Truth logo on them. The cool things about the t-shirts, if you buy them for $20, we will donate that $20 to a nonprofit of your choice. The three nonprofits that we have to choose from are the Positive Tomorrows, RAIN, and the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. You get to choose one of those three and donate the $20. Now, if you don't have $20, or you might think that's too much, whatever the case may be, if you have 10 Facebook friends, 10 Twitter friends, Instagram, it doesn't matter, any type of social media, and you invite them to the Positive Truth and they accept, we will give you a free t-shirt. And the cool thing is, it's really true. I actually have a girl that I work with, JP. She added 9 or 11 people the other day, and only 5 of them accepted. So she went through her friends list and added 11 more people to try to get it so she can get this t-shirt. I thought it was pretty funny because she was doing it the whole entire time we were working the other day.
Are we talking about on Facebook?
Yeah, on Facebook.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. I was like, you know what? Tell your friends so they can get a t-shirt. Okay, I got you, coach.
Nice. Nice live read, Tim. We're getting better at this.
For sure, man, for sure. Practice makes perfect.
Slowly getting better. We've been doing this for like, I guess, 8 months now? 7? Can't count?
I want to say like a good 7 months consistently, yeah.
Slowly getting better. And we got some better things on the way. Tim has a big announcement coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Indubitably.
And in the meantime, we have 8 positive news stories, uplifting, encouraging news stories to make your week a better place. Tim, do you want to start, or do you want me to?
Yeah, man, I'll go ahead and start off with a quick one. Americans, if you're listening, you guys did a good job in 2016.
How did they do a good job?
JP, Americans gave an estimate of $390 billion to charities in 2016.
Woo!
Individuals, it was especially strong coming from people that didn't have as much money. People were donating over $282 billion by individuals, JP. We're not talking about like groups or organizations. We're talking about individuals who are giving money. I mean, we're doing what we need to do. You guys are spreading that positivity like no other. At an all-time high at $390 billion. Let's continue that in 2017, man. Are you with me?
I'm with you, man. That's pretty crazy that the individuals are donating more than these corporations.
Man, I thought the exact same thing.
I mean, there are more people than there are organizations, but in America, the people don't make that much money, and the corporations have billions of dollars. So that just goes to show you, whenever you think the world's going to hell, the people around you, they do. They love their families. They care about not only themselves, but the world around them, and making the world a little bit of a better place. And that just shows it right there.
Yes, sir.
Since you started off with a quick one, I'll start off with a quick one. Since we're setting records, renewable energy record was set in the U.S. in March. Basically, for the first time, wind and solar power accounted for 10% of all electricity generation. My pronunciation is always awful. With wind comprising 8% and solar coming in at 2%, it's the highest of all time, and it's only going to get bigger. So, U.S. doing big things, man.
For sure, man. That's pretty dope.
Keep it going, what? Tim.
I'll keep it going, man. I'll get it out of the U.S. and we'll go over here to the Middle East a little bit. So, JP, did you know this? I didn't know this until I actually read this, but Baghdad has been ranked the worst capital city in the world to live in.
What?
I didn't know it was the worst city in the world. I'm still thinking like Juarez or something's like the worst place to live.
Why was it rated the worst?
I'm not exactly sure why. I guess, I mean, whenever I was reading the article, it basically, people just assume that it's like a city of war, and people just do not want to go there at all, anywhere in the world. So a group of people decided they wanted to change that, persona they have, and they started a kite festival, which is crazy because I love kites. That's the reason why I wanted to talk about the story. As a kid, that's all I wanted to do was fly kites. And this group of people basically started a flight kite festival in order to just get their mind off of what they think Iraq is. People think that it's a country of war and it's represented by ISIS, as ISIS, but in actually, Iraq is represented by life, love, and all good things. This was said by a man named Muhammad, and he started this kite festival with a group of his friends, and now it's turning out to be something really, really nice. Over 1,000 people attended this last year's kite festival. Musicians performed, they had entertainers, and 365 kites were being flown by organizers, which was pretty awesome. There's a short video I'm definitely going to share to the Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast, so if you want to check it out, it'll be there.
I like that, Tim. Say that quote again about Iraq.
Oh, all the world mentions is that Iraq is a country of war, and it's represented as ISIS and bad things. But actually, no. Iraq is represented by life, love, and all good things.
Yeah, I like that, man. I like that. I like kites too, man. I've only had one positive kite experience, but it was so positive, like I'll never forget it.
See? That's, man, kites are so dope. So dope.
When was the last time you flew a kite, man?
Oh, man, it's probably been about like 4 or 5 years. I took my niece out to the park, and of course, you know, the kite got caught in a tree, story of my life. But she had a blast for a good, you know, 7 or 8 minutes.
What's the highest you've ever got a kite?
Man, I'm not going to lie to you. When I was a kid, I had this yellow kite. It was a big yellow kite, and it used to go high, man. It was probably 50, 75 feet in the air, and that thing just broke one day, and that was the last of my yellow kite. That's the reason why I love kites so much, because that thing went so high. But I've bought a bunch of cheap kites, you know, in the past probably 15 years, you know, 15, 20 feet in the air, and that's it.
Man, I have a hell of a kite story. So I feel like my mom is probably listening to this podcast, so she'll have to verify this because I was young.
Right.
So I was probably like 3rd, 4th, 5th grade. And my grandma and grandpa, they had a lake house on Lake Eufaula, which is basically the largest lake in the state of Oklahoma, for anyone that doesn't know. And I don't know how we came in contact with this kite, but like, I was like flying it one day, and like, are their neighbors? They had kids that were around my age, like 2 girls and 2 older guys. So I would always go play with them when they were there, so I had a kid to play with. And we started flying this kite, man. And
right,
Tim, I kid you not, we got it high, like, you know, Oklahoma wind, like super high.
Right.
So, and like, we ran out of rope. So their dad was like really, he was like really into like tools and mechanics and stuff. He had like this rope that I swear was 1,000 feet long. I know.
Legit.
I know that sounds crazy. So we're flying it. And at first I got it like, you know, semi-high, like I feel like 20, 25 feet. And then I gave it to the older kids and they got it to like, man, like 75. Then when his pops came, they got it all the way out till we lost the kite in the air.
That is crazy.
And like, because we started, you know, it's like light. It's like 6 o'clock. Like 2 hours later, this kite is still in the sky. And it was so dark, like I had to come back in. And they told me the next day it took them like an hour to reel it in.
Hey, at least they didn't lose it, because I have I can't tell you how many kites I've lost, man. But that's so dope. Like, if I would have saw that kite in the sky that high, I would have been all giddy, jumping around like a little kid. No, like, I was 12 again.
Like, we lost it, though.
You know what I mean? Oh, you guys ended up losing it?
No. Like, it got so high, we couldn't see it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would have just, like, I would have, in my mind, personally, I would have been like, that kite's in space. And I'm a part of this right now, so.
Yo, that's how I felt.
You are not alone, JP. You are not alone.
But see, the thing is, like, you know, like, in my head, like, you know, as a kid, everything's bigger than it actually is.
Right.
It might have only been like 500 feet, but I swear that thing was gone, man.
I'm with you, man, because I wanted to say 1,000 feet earlier when I was a kid for that yellow kite, but in all reality, I know it probably wasn't that high.
But yeah, we lost in the sky, Tim. That was like, that is like
the last, in the clouds, man.
That's the last kite experience I've ever had. I don't think I'm ever going to top it. Like, I'm scared to, like, fly kites because it's just like, there's no way it could get any better.
Oh man, that is, oh, I feel you. But I feel like we need a kite festival here in Oklahoma, man. I think that would be like amazing. You'd see people from the age of like 70 down just acting like a child because the joy that a kite brings to people.
Yeah, man. The joy of seeing people 70 down running to try to get this kite in the air.
That'd be a priceless moment to see for sure.
For sure. Anyway, back to the positive news stories. Since you went out of the U.S., I'll bring it back to the U.S.
Cool.
U.S. youth tobacco use in 2016 fell by the largest amount in 6 years. Youth tobacco is like basically at its historic low. Basically, in 2016, it fell from 4.7 million in 2015 youth were smoking tobacco, to now it's only 3.9 million. In 2011, the amount of high school students who smoked cigarettes in the past 30 days was 15.8%. Today, it's less than 8%. So these kids aren't smoking tobacco, man. They're being healthier. I just thought that's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I always see those commercials talking about we can be the generation that ends it, and that's the proof right there. We definitely are on the way to end it. Well, I'm going to go ahead and keep it in the U.S. I'm going to go to L.A. real quick, man. So you know how I like superheroes and stuff. I'm definitely a Flash guy. But I saw this, and I was like, I had to talk about it for a second. It was pretty cool. So you guys know who I'm sure you don't know now that I think about it. One of the Batmans, Adam West, he passed away. He played Batman in the 1960s in the television series.
Tim, I know who Adam West is, man.
Oh, you do, JP?
I know my Batman people, yes. I know.
Yo,
Batman.
I'm mind blown right now. For those that don't know, every time I mention a movie or any kind of actor, actress, it doesn't matter. JP was like, nah, I don't know who that is, Tim. I don't know. I name a Batman guy from 1960s, and you know who this is, JP?
Did you ever see the movie as a kid, the 1960s one?
I actually watched like probably 45 minutes of it the other day.
Is that the first time you've seen it?
Yeah, and I had to stop, man.
Why did you have to stop?
I'm just so used to like new technology and stuff, and I thought it was pretty funny. Because I remember seeing some of the stuff from the TV show, like, you know, the telephone, and I just didn't realize how corny everything was in the 60s, man. It was super corny.
How far did you get?
I want to say it was like the mayor or something. Like Batman was talking to him and he like gave away a bomb or something to the Joker. I don't know what it was. It was either the Joker or the Riddler or something, but Batman was like, are you serious right now? Like, I don't know, man. I was just like, I can't watch this anymore.
Tim, I've watched that movie 100 times.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I watched it as a kid like constantly.
Well, that's pretty dope.
That's why I know who Adam West is. Did you get to the shark repellent part?
No, I did not.
Oh, man, Tim.
I'm telling you, I stopped watching
that movie.
It
is a classic. You didn't even get 45 minutes in.
Yeah, I probably didn't. I might only got like 15, to be honest. It felt like 45.
Did you get to the part where everyone gets turned into dust?
No, I didn't. Man, now you're making me want to go back and watch this. Thanks, JP.
Did you get to the part where he was running around with a bomb?
I was watching something with a bomb. I remember that.
When he was like carrying it above his head and he couldn't get rid of it?
I thought it was corny, man. I really did.
Yo, at the end of that movie, they all start fighting on this boat. And it's absolutely amazing. Like, there's like pals and kicks. And like, the thing is, it's kind of like a wrestling match. Because you're right, it's incredibly corny, but it's incredibly entertaining. So they get kicked into the water. And then they like it shows them like swimming to get back in. It's like watching the best wrestling match ever. And like everyone gets kicked in the water, like Catwoman, Penguin, all of them, like Batman, and they all like swim up. Like none of them fight in the water. They all swim.
What happened to their submarine? Didn't they have a submarine in that movie?
Yo, yes. I didn't want to spoil it, man.
Oh, my bad. I'm over here talking too much. See, I remember I watched some of it. I just don't, you know what I mean? I was definitely like, yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, you know he passed away this past Saturday, right?
Sad face.
Sad face. But LA's doing something pretty dope. They announced it. The mayor actually announced it on Twitter that they're going to pay tribute to Adam West and they're going to light up the bat signal on Thursday, this Thursday coming up. It's going to be called Bright Knight. The reason it's going to be called Bright Knight, because, you know, Batman's often referred to as the Dark Knight, but West's children, his real life children, said that he aspired to be positive, you know, show positivity, and he wanted to be known as the Bright Knight versus the Dark Knight, which I thought was pretty awesome. That's why I wanted to share the story, because I didn't know that about him, you know, and how awesome is that, that they're going to pay tribute to him in LA by actually lighting up the bat signal. I wish I could see it, man. If we were in Oklahoma, if somebody did that in Oklahoma, I would love to watch that.
Didn't they already do this?
I thought this is coming up this Thursday, actually.
Didn't it happen last Thursday? But I feel like I've seen this because they put it on the building.
I got this on... Actually, the story came out this Thursday for next Thursday. Huh, I could be wrong.
Maybe they're doing it twice. Because they did put it on the building.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I'm looking at Reddit right now, and there's a picture of it.
Legit.
Because, you know,
hopefully it's next Thursday, and everybody that's in LA can actually go watch it. Or if it already happened, I'm sorry.
I mean, if it already happened, it's still cool. Yeah, I'm dead. Because, you know, I'm subscribed to the Batman subreddit.
I bet you are. I believe it.
Yeah, I'm seeing a picture of it.
Well, it already happened. I'm sorry, guys.
It might happen twice.
Yeah, it might happen twice. And if it hasn't happened, somebody upload a picture. I'm going to have to Google some pictures or something because I think it's pretty awesome.
Well, from the pictures I'm seeing, there's a lot of people. There were a lot of people there.
Was the sign pretty clear? Like, no, in the sky?
It was on a building.
Oh, on a building? Okay, was it dope?
I mean, is Batman ever not dope?
Touche. Okay. We're not talking about the Flash. I apologize.
Hey, the Flash is cool, man. Flash is cool.
We're not. You say that now.
We're not picking on Tim no more, man. Flash is cool. He's just so strong. He should never get beat up.
There we go. Ew. What you got for us?
Okay. I have a story of basically the World Wildlife Fund has been donated $1 million to by Tiger Bear, which is basically an organization that fights illegal tiger trade in Cambodia.
It's called Tiger Bear?
Yeah.
I like it.
No, Tiger Beer, my bad.
Tiger Beer?
You know I can't pronounce anything. That's your specialty.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you'd be on point. You're a little, especially the Spanish pronunciations.
That's all I got, JP. That's all I got.
I was listening to an episode a couple weeks ago, and it was multiple sclerosis. See? I can say it as long as I'm not on the podcast.
I was about to say, I think that's the one word that you really butchered. Everything else you've been pretty good at.
Thanks, Tim. Anyway. There are now like 3,890 wild tigers left worldwide. And basically this campaign is to put tigers back in Cambodia. And the idea is, like, the World Wildlife Foundation said, we can't imagine a world without tigers, and it's an honor to partner with conservative efforts. And yeah, I just think it's really cool. $1 million saving tigers so our kids can see them in the future.
Yeah, man. Can you imagine a world without tigers?
Nah, man. Also, tigers are very large and scary.
Yeah, I mean, the only tigers I want to be around are, like, cartoon tigers, like off Aladdin and stuff, you know?
What is the best cartoon tiger?
It has to be Jasmine's tiger in Aladdin, man.
What about Tony the tiger? What about Hobbs?
I mean, Hobbs is cool. It's funny and all. You know, Tony is great for breakfast, but Aladdin was like one of my favorite movies of all time. Don't butcher it either like you did for The Lion King either, man.
No, I got something. I think you'll like this.
Okay, cool.
So you know how in Aladdin, Robin Williams, he's a genie, right?
Right.
So I have two things from Aladdin. So the guy with the lamp at the beginning, that's him telling the story of Aladdin. So that's the genie after he gets free.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, he has the lamp. He's like, I'll tell you the story of a magical lamp. That's why, right. I think it's voiced by Robin Williams, too. Also, there's a theory out there that movie's in the future. So it happened after the apocalypse. And that's why the genie can make all those references. Because, like, he was making, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger references, Jack Nicholson references, references I didn't get because I don't know the movies. And the thing is, like, the genie, like, had been put in the bottle so long ago that he had seen all these people and they had all died and they were in post-apocalyptic world, and that's how the genie could do all the impersonations.
That's pretty dope. See, I didn't even think about it that far.
Yeah, you know I read a lot.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I'm just glad, you know, it wasn't one of those Lion King stories, man. I can't even talk about the Lion King anymore.
My bad, man, my bad.
It's all good. Got to know the truth sooner or later.
My vote is for Hobbs, though, for best cartoon tiger.
That's a good vote. I can't argue that. I'm going to go ahead and give you guys my last story. My last story is coming from Lakewood, Ohio. There's a pool, and there's a 15-year-old boy. First day as a lifeguard. 20 minutes into his shift, he heard, "Help! Ah!" And then he looked over and saw a kid that was about 3.5 feet tall, jumping up and down in the water, about 4 feet tall, gasping for air. So he did what he was trained to do. He jumped in, saved the young boy, and helped this kid survive. Basically, this kid jumped in, you know, thinking he could swim just like any other kid. And the 15-year-old kid saved him. I wanted to share this story because I think it's wild to be 15 years old, 20 minutes into your first job, literally, because, I mean, 15, that's probably going to be your first job. And then you save a young kid's life. I mean, that's got to be like one of the best feelings in the world to be considered a hero on top of that. Everybody, I mean, there's a short video of it. You can't see the kid drowning or anything like that. But he did get interviewed, and I think it's like wild. All he had was a 5-hour orientation the day before. That was his training.
Yeah, that's pretty great, man. I know a lot of people that have been lifeguards and never had to like do anything.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have a bunch of friends, you know, Whitewater Bay and is in Oklahoma City. I had a bunch of friends that worked there, you know, in high school, and all they did was get sunburned. They didn't have to worry about saving anybody or anything.
I have a Whitewater Bay story that I can't share on the podcast.
We'll save that.
It's going to have to go with that Chief Peace interview that's coming out on Friday.
I'm excited for that one, man.
His Titanic story we had to cut out.
He just wanted to draw, JP.
That's for the Positive Truth Uncensored.
Coming to a podcast near you.
Do you want to tell, before I share my last positive news story, you want to tell everyone about the Friday episode with Chief Peace?
Yeah, man. Make sure you guys check it out on Friday. We interviewed Chief Peace. He's a local artist here in Oklahoma City, if you guys don't know where we're located. He's doing a lot of positive things in the community, and he's doing a lot of positive things with his music. We interviewed him. We're talking, you know, a little bit how his career started, how he got the name, etc. And if you guys want to learn more about him and the things he's doing, check us out on Friday. It'll be a great interview, and the visual will be on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast, so make sure you guys check that out there.
Tim killing the live reads.
I cut my grass this morning, so I'm like awake.
How hot was it, man?
And true story, so I'm in gym shorts and a t-shirt cutting my front yard. I had to change into swim trunks. Did you not? Swim trunks and a tank top to cut my backyard because I was that sweaty and dirty.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's supposed to be a high of 98 today, but it feels like 103, and this is going to be the coolest day of the week.
And that's exactly why I was trying to get it done today, man. Exactly why.
Low of, where's the low at? Oh, well, our low isn't that bad. Low is only 80.
Gotta love Oklahoma.
Oklahoma heat, man. Oklahoma heat. Anyway, my last positive news story before we get out of here is a follow-up, because Tim loves follow-ups.
I do.
So you remember the New York story you had about the tuition?
Yes, I do.
Well, the University of Michigan will offer free tuition to students whose families are making under $65,000 beginning in January 2018. Short and sweet.
Wow. Under $65,000?
Under
$65,000. That is... And it's just the University of Michigan?
Yeah, they just announced this.
Oh my, man, that is so cool. I'm so happy that this is catching on all over the country right now, JP, man. People need an education, and it's so hard to get one because, I mean, going to college, obviously, you know, you're getting ready to go back. It's expensive.
Yo.
It is, man. I'm just happy that the University of Michigan is doing it. I got family that lives in Michigan, so I'm definitely going to spread that news to them.
And they're a few years away, man.
Oh, that's going to happen in a couple years?
No. I'm talking about your nephew and niece.
Oh no, I got an older brother and some cousins that stay out there as well. yeah, they're definitely like 10 years out of it.
Oh. Anyway, yeah, that's our positive news story. This is the positive truth. We're being positive and happy on a Monday, and we'll be positive and happy again on a Wednesday. Tim, do you have a positive quote?
I do, but before we talk about this positive quote, make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at The Positive Truth, on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud. Now, for our positive quote, I'm going to go ahead and say that same one I said earlier just because I thought it was pretty dope that you asked me to say it again. All the world mentions is that Iraq is a country of war and is represented as ISIS and bad things. But actually, no. Iraq is represented by life, love, and all things good.
I'm clapping, but you know I can't really actually clap because then it messes with the microphone. But yes, I really do like that quote.
No, I hear you, man. I felt that clapping vibe for sure.
Make sure to also follow us on Instagram at The Positive Truth. And if you want to hit us up for any positive news stories, email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. We will respond. Like, share, subscribe, team. We're out.
Stay positive.